Elvis to enter the building.
All right, I saw something in, where did I see it? Weather.com. I actually got an alert on my phone. I swear to God,
usually
I did.
The weather, you get like flooding, you know, alerts, or there's going to be a heavy storm. What kind of an alert did you get from your weather?
Warning, Will Robinson. Warning. It said interstellar asteroid enters solar system.
Well, how do you prepare for that?
I don't know.
what precautions do you need to take?
We've got to find out. So, from the Adler Planetarium, we have astronomer Dr. Mark Hammergren on in the studio with us. Nice to see you, Mark.
It's very good to see you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So I seriously got this alert from the Weather Channel. I forgot that's how I found out about it. And I said, we've got to know what's going on. First of all, what is this interstellar asteroid? I heard it's the first ever.
Yeah, so this is an asteroid, appears to be a chunk of rock. It's not icy. It wasn't vaporized when it went past the sun. And interstellar means it's coming from outside our own solar system. So it's the first alien visitor.
Okay, now I know why you got the alert.
Meaning a rock, in this case, coming from outside our solar system.
So honestly, like in layman's terms, because, I mean, I love science and I love space and I love astronomy. But what does this mean?
Yeah, so we've discovered about a million asteroids, chunks of rocks, in our own solar system. They're the leftovers from the formation of planets. And for a long time, we've expected, well, if our solar system is kind of a commonplace kind of thing, other stars should have asteroids around them as well. Now, when our solar system was forming, it ejected trillions of icy comets and a bunch of rocky asteroids as well. And if that's the case, then other solar systems should have done that, too.
Yes, yeah.
Which means we should see them.
And how do we know it's from another galaxy? What is it from? Solar system.
Solar system, yeah. Yeah, because it was moving far too fast to be bound by the gravity of the sun. So it's got an orbit that takes it screaming in from out in the middle of nowhere and heads right back out into space.
All right, is this not cool?
It's cool, but it freaks me out a little bit because this is a harbinger of more asteroids from another solar system to come. Is there something going on in another solar system that
are
might
they be shooting them at us?
Exactly.
Well, if anything happened, it would have happened hundreds of thousands to millions of years ago.
Okay.
Probably billions of years ago, even when you consider the age of our galaxy that we live in. Is this expected? You know, honestly, people have been predicting these things for decades now. This is the first one we've seen to prove that this thing can happen.
How excited are you that this was found?
You know, I've got
mixed
feelings.
Are you geeking out a little bit?
Very much so, but up until May of this year, I was leading a project from the Adler using NASA funds to study near-Earth asteroids, and we would have jumped on top of this thing. But our funding ran out in end of May. Yeah.
What the hell?
I know.
So what can we do to help? Do you have a GoFundMe page up there? Isn't this ridiculous for the Adler Planetarium? They've run out of money.
Oh, yeah. Not the Adler, myself.
Oh,
I had a grant from NASA.
And
it ran its course. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I wanted more money from them, but they said, we got other priorities.
Can you send them, you know, say, hey, see what happens when you drop the ball on this kind of funding? Now we don't have the research there to work on this.
I might make that kind of conversation with them,
Yeah, I think you should.
All right, I thought this was pretty exciting. Now, it is named something which reminded me of the longest name fish from Hawaii, which is Humu Humu Nuku Nuku Apu A'a, I believe.
Now you're just making things
that
up.
That sounds really, really good, yeah.
I think that's it. It's the longest, it's like the national fish of Hawaii or something. Hawaii, as they say.
Ah.
And this is Oumuamua.
Oumuamua.
Oumuamua. That's the name of this.
Did you do the Google thing where it tells you how to say it?
No!
It seems
Hawaiian to me, though.
It's Hawaiian, yeah. It was discovered by a telescope team from Hawaii.
And I am smarter than I act. They found it in Hawaii from a telescope looking at this.
Yeah, there's a great survey that's run off of the top of Mauna Kea in Hawaii. Called Pan-STARRS, and their team discovered this asteroid, amongst the thousands of other discoveries they make, too.
It was discovered October 19th, and there is a picture. If you go to weather.com, or you can just look up, you'll never be able to
see. Oh, wow, mama.
Yeah,
wow,
you'll
mama.
Never see. Oh, papa, ooh, wow, wow.
You
papa,
got it right.
Ooh, wow, wow. Oumuamua?
Oumuamua.
Oumuamua. Okay.
You got it.
Just, it looks like, Patty, you said originally.
A plant. I think it looks like a, that's, yeah.
I'm a joint.
It's like a joint, yep.
It looks like a French baguette.
Oh, yeah.
It looks maybe like an eel underground. Is this an actual photograph of it?
No, that's, those are all artist's impressions. Oh. Yeah, it was so small, relatively small and far away, that we couldn't see it as anything but a point of light. But we could see its light vary as it rotated. And that gave us an indication of its elongation.
But it's saying here that it's up to 1/4 mile wide.
Yeah, so that's just an estimate, too, based on a guess of its brightness.
I don't know. Is it just me, or does that seem kind of big?
That seems massive.
It's a that's a middling-sized near-Earth asteroid, yeah.
So what if it hit into us?
Well, that would be bad, but we
we don't want that to happen. We're fingers crossed.
This one passed safely by millions of miles away from us.
All right, okay. So we're safe. This isn't anything.
No, it's already passed and going back out again.
But, I mean, it could hit into us, couldn't it, if these interstellar asteroids still, if they continue to enter our solar system. Do we have enough warning of them coming and... What was that big thing that was supposed to come and hit the Earth?
I try not to pay attention to those things. I don't get those alerts on my phone.
There was some asteroid that was going to take the Earth out or something, and I can't remember what it was, but my 14-year-old son was like, Mom, should we be worried about it? I said, no, I'm pretty sure NASA would let us know if we're in any danger.
Yeah, if not NASA themselves, then the individual astronomers like me, because we can't keep our mouths shut about these things.
Well, that's what we thought.
Well, what can we? I mean, if you alerted us, it would just make us panic, and there's not really much we can do to prepare
for it. He said that, too, that maybe it is going to hit us, but they don't want to create mass hysteria. But what scientist could keep their mouth shut?
Yeah, that's a good point. Nobody. Nobody could keep it shut. Astronomers are blabbermouths about this stuff.
All right, we were talking off the air about The Martian, the movie. With what's his
Matt
name?
Damon.
Yes, mm-hmm. Bill was having a problem with it because there's some kind of catapulting thing that he thought would look very fake and wrong.
It ruined the whole movie for us.
It did. Okay. And Lucianne Walkowitz, a colleague of yours mm-hmm. from the Adler, was in here and said, "Bill, that's pretty much the only part of the movie that was true and accurate and could happen," and he didn't know what to say.
She ruined his ruining of it.
Right. But now, you talk about scientists blurting and being excited. Something bothered you about Matt Damon's performance in The Martian.
Yeah, that's the single biggest problem I had with that movie. It wasn't the technical details. It was just his attitude. He's wisecracking. He's bored. From the very first scene, he's making cracks. I've got another soil sample here. Never once did he ever stand back and say, "I am on freaking Mars."
maybe that was cut from the film.
But you're right. They would be geeking out about things like
totally.
That.
Even in the midst of a disaster, he'd be going, "Wow, isn't this crazy?"
All right. Say so. I don't know. I could see that being a problem.
What do we have going on at the Adler right now? Dr. Mark Hammergren, astronomer at the Adler. If I may just interject and interrupt myself, Lucianne Walkowitz has been on the show frequently. She's been our regular contributor from the Adler. She was voted by Business Insider magazine the 13th sexiest scientist ever. And I noticed that she has she's no longer at the Adler. She's taken a little leave. What is she doing?
Oh, she's still at the Adler. At least she has a position there. She's taking a sabbatical, though, to be the chair of astrobiology at the Library of Congress.
That's so
sweet. I think
sweet
we
gig.
Made her who she is today.
I think she owes you a great deal of debt.
My
of
God.
Gratitude. Yeah, I think that she should be making a phone call.
She's in a rock band. She has tattoos. She is like, you know, scientists can be cool.
And
like
she's
humans?
Been on the Bill and Wendy show.
Right. Well, wish her our best, but now tell us what we have to look forward to at the Adler. I know you probably have some downtime after the big solar eclipse came and went.
Well, yeah, so the eclipse, of course, was very exciting, and we've got the holiday season coming up. So, you know, we have some extended hours. There are always very cool sky shows and exhibits going on there. By all means, come down to the Adler. Bring your friends and family who are visiting from out of town.
All right. 312-981-7200. We're visiting with astronomer Dr. Mark Hammergren from the Adler. Space, the final frontier in a galaxy. Long time ago. How does it go? I should know that.
A galaxy far, far away.
Jimmy Mack is so mad at me right now, the Star Wars lover in here.
The men in our lives would be very disappointed with us.
Oh, well. Dr. Mark Hammergren is in the studio, astronomer at the Adler Planetarium. We were talking about this mysterious celestial object from another galaxy that I completely forgot I got a phone alert about. But
I'd love to get a phone alert about an asteroid that you can do nothing about.
Well, it's Oumuamua, and it's the first confirmed object that has come from another star. That is correct, Mark, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
All right. It's not going to hurt us. Someone wants to know how fast it was going. Do we? Yet. Do we have the speed on that thing? About a half a mile or a quarter mile wide?
Yeah, so roughly maybe a quarter mile wide, depending on how bright the surface really was. At its close pass by the Earth, it was going a neighborhood of about 45 kilometers a second. So we're talking maybe 20, 25 miles per second. So very quick.
Wow.
A lot faster.
Driverless cars hopefully don't go that fast. All right, that's pretty fast.
We don't know the intentions of this asteroid. If it's coming from another solar system, I'm very suspicious of it. We don't even know what it's made of, right?
There's rock.
That's exactly right. Yeah, well, we think it's rock because it doesn't show any, as opposed to ice, because it shows no signs of vaporization when it went past the sun. And we have a rough idea of its color, which is reddish, so darkish and reddish, which is consistent with a lot of the things we've seen in our own solar system. So it's not terribly unusual in that respect.
Do you think there's life out there? Do you think there's another galaxy? I know your job may be on the line, so you can be careful how you answer since you're on the radio. Because we asked Buzz Aldrin. We had him on.
Yeah.
It's like, you've been up there. Do you think there's life out there? And he said, absolutely.
Yeah, it depends on what you mean by life. If you're talking about simple life, like bacterial life.
Like us.
Like us, like humans, intelligent life. I think, given the size of our universe and the likelihood that life of some kind is out there, I think intelligent life out there somewhere, yeah. I think it's
maybe
likely.
Not quite.
Maybe not
human.
Very common, though, yeah. Bacterial life, I would say, is very common. Every place on Earth that we look where life can exist, we see life that has evolved to take advantage of those conditions. And that's likely to be happening on any other place where the conditions are right.
Do you think people are watching us as we speak and planning and plotting against us?
Oh,
I don't, because...
I don't really either.
We see no signs of intelligent life yet in our galaxy.
And as you mentioned, it kind of would have already happened, correct?
You know, the galaxy is so old that any civilization that had the idea of colonizing the galaxy could have done that billions of years ago, and we see no evidence of that.
They're waiting for the right moment.
Well, it's like the right moment. I liken it to The Walking Dead, you know, because you have your different groups that are trying to take control of everything and colonize basically the end of the world. So I don't know that they want to, why wouldn't they want to just kind of explore and see what's out there? Why do they want to destroy us? I don't know that they'd want to.
Well, and why would the opposite be true of us if we, you know, if we discovered another life form?
Yeah, would we want to shoot at it?
Well, any time an advanced civilization has contacted a less technologically advanced one here on Earth, disaster has resulted. So looking back at our own history, we can say, well, probably the less technologically advanced civilization is going to go through some great upheaval. Maybe not destruction, but a revolution of some kind.
All of a sudden, the glass is half empty. I don't know what happened, but let's get our quick call in. Denise, we don't have a lot of time, but real quickly here, do you have a question for Dr. Mark Hammergren from the Adler?
Yes, thanks for taking my call. My question is regarding the sun. I know that sunlight reaches Earth in approximately 8.5 minutes. So what we're seeing now left the sun 8.5 minutes ago. Does that mean that when we look up and we see the disk of the sun, does that mean that disk is also 8.5 minutes
old
behind? So we're not actually seeing that disk now in current time. It's actually 8.5 minutes behind. And that's my question. Thanks for taking it.
That's a great question, and your conclusion is exactly right. It takes about 8.5 minutes for the sunlight to reach the Earth, going at about 186,000 miles per second. And so when you see the sun in the sky, you're not seeing it as it is, you know, quote-unquote, now. You're seeing it as it was when that light left it 8.5 minutes ago.
How did you know that, Denise?
I'm just a very mild amateur astronomist, and I've, you know, read in books, and I know that it takes 8.5 minutes to get here. And for that reason, I would imagine that that disk is 8.5 minutes behind.
And disk, you mean the orb that you're looking at in there? All right.
But can you tell a difference of what from 1 minute to the next? You're like, that's not what it looked like a minute ago. I'll bet it looked different 8.5 minutes ago. Just don't look at it. Is
it is freaky.
I do not stare at it, no.
No.
Good
no.
for you. Well, thank you for calling, Denise. And when's the last time you've been to the Adler? Because we were talking about this off the air. It's been a while, and I got to get back there. You should, too.
It's probably been 50 years, I'm guessing.
What?
Holy cow.
And you're a kind of a, what did you call yourself? I don't want to offend you, but...
Very, very mild amateur astronomist. I frequent my library, so... I've just learned a lot about astronomy because of that.
Wonderful. I think you need a visit to the Adler. You should
Absolutely.
Go see Dr. Mark.
You were very welcome there. Yes.
Thank you, Denise.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Bye, Denise.
All right, so nothing to worry about, but there definitely is. I know you keep saying that.
Sorry, I can't help it.
Oumuamua, it is the first confirmed asteroid that has entered our solar system from another one. And thanks for, you really didn't make any sense of it other than we shouldn't be that worried.
Not worried. It's interesting scientifically. Yeah, it's cool. That's it.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing that. He's Dr. Mark Hammergren, and you can find him at the Adler Planetarium. And how can we help you with your NASA-funded project that is not funded?
Your Kickstarter for your research.
You know, the best thing anybody can do is just really keep reading about science and just pay attention to what's going out there. And that's our job, and we hope to do it well.
And what's the Adler website?
AdlerPlanetarium.org.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Doc.
Nice to be here. Thank you very much.